Good morning, everybody. How are we? It is 5:08 on Monday, the 20th day of August. I hope you had a great weekend. I did. I was down in Sydney for the weekend to catch up with my son and his fiancée. And, gee, I tell you what, Sydney, how do they live there? Fair dinkum. Going down to, first of all, to mother-in-law's place on Friday night to check on her and say g'day. Going down via the M7 when it merges into the M4 on a Friday night. And I saw thousands and thousands of red tail lights. And they're just crawling along. How do they do it? You know, they've... whole debate about whether, you know, we're growing too much for the infrastructure we have, and to pay the tolls those poor people in Sydney pay to crawl along. I mean, it'd be different if you're going, oh, how good is this? We're doing 100 k's an hour on this part of the road. I'll be there in no time. I must have gone 5 kilometres doing 5 kilometres an hour. Anyway, that's city living. That's why we live in the country. Yeah. Tell you what. Anyway, it was great to catch up with family. And I've got to say, too, for those people that maybe have spent a bit of time in the Shire, around that area, which I did when I was young, when I worked in the city, when I first started work and hung out with guys in that area, the old Cronulla RSL, fair dinkum, it was nice, but it wasn't anything like it is now. Gee, all glass fronting onto the beach, looking right up to Kurnell. It's amazing. It used to be a bit of a dump, but it's not a dump anymore, I can tell you. Holy dooly. Didn't that open my eyes? But anyway, it was great to catch up with the family and spend a bit of time with them. But, yeah, the traffic there, I don't know how they do it. Gee, I'm sounding like a cranky old codger, aren't I? I'm not really, but it was just like a bit of a shock to the system. Anyway, let's talk about today. The Roosters, I just got home in time to see the football and see the Roosters get done. Poor old Canberra, they've had a shocking year. I don't know how many games they've lost by a couple of points, but they got us yesterday. Hargraves and Keary, of course, didn't play, but they were full of energy, Canberra, and hats off to them. It was a really good win. And also for the Bulldogs, too, they have a shocking year. Shorty would be happy. Elder would be happy about the Dogs. Phil the Butcher would be happy. It was a good win. Actually, I took him yesterday in Bluey's tipping comp. Partly cloudy is the order of the day today, but, gee, we've got a shocker coming up with a gale warning current for our coastal waters, southwesterlies to 40 knots, dangerous surf, the southerlies going to 6 metres. Those open beaches will just be like a horror movie today. Hutto will check those for us out of 6:30. Major news stories of the day. Gee, the politics are interesting at the moment. The poll that comes out today is the Fairfax Ipsos poll, which is very hard to say at this hour of the morning. A not good in reading for the government with a 55-45 two-party preferred vote for Labor. Now, the Herald is saying supporters of Peter Dutton, the Home Affairs Minister, is leaning towards challenging Malcolm Turnbull for the Prime Ministership and has the numbers to win amid a crisis over the energy policy and that horror new poll showing support for the coalition slumping. The Telegraph saying the Prime Minister is trying to ward that off and making adjustments to his news policy, his, a new energy policy, the new energy guarantee. So we'll see what happens with that today. Overseas, and for the people of Bali, it's another earthquake, another magnitude 7.2 quake has struck near Indonesia's Lombok. And locally, the Port News reporting a man was lucky to escape a serious injury after falling down a steep embankment at Flynn's on Saturday. According to the SES, the man slipped down the embankment with his fall to the bottom broken by a tree. Now, SES crews were supported by the Port Macquarie Police and Ambulance as they rigged up for a vertical rescue. A member of the public who went to assist the man also had to be lifted to safety. The man sustained minor injuries. Also in sport, as we mentioned, Raiders knocking over the Roosters, the Dogs beat the Warriors and Golden Point. Short of a golden point, rather. And in sport, locally, racing, the 6-1 prop Shell Mansiri, trained by Richard Friedman, took out the $80,000 Staxer Law Firm Taree Cup yesterday. Well done. And in rugby league, in the Hastings League, the Long Flat Dragons are the champions after an 18-12 win over the Laurieton Stingrays at Lankbane in Moorhope. The Stingrays actually scored 3-2, but the boot of Ethan McKenna was the difference. In Group 2 yesterday, Maxwell beat the Grafton Ghosts 19-12, with the Seagulls now to meet Coffs in the grand final. And in Group 3, the Port Sharks got over the Warhope Blues 12-4 in a scrappy, spiteful game at Lankbane. The Sharks now meet their crosstown rivals, the Port City Breakers, in what should be a cracking grand final. In the AFL, the grand final qualifier, the minor premiers, the Sawtelle Tormenta Saints, have gone down to the Coffs Breakers at the International Stadium, with the Saints now to face Port Macquarie to stay alive. There you go. On the show today, plenty happening, including we'll talk travel with the great man John Joyce. He's talking about Trafalgar Tours, live the good life in America and fly for just $799. Wow. You've got to book before the 31st of August. John will talk more about that with us today. Bucket list, what would you do with 10 grand? Only Triple M Club members can win. The birthday wheel, another 1,000 up for grabs there. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Robert Plant, David Williams, and Don King, the great man who dries his hair with a jumbo jet. And also, the bold and the beautiful update with Marion, and what's on the Mid-North Coast today with Christy, all coming up. 132710, our telephone number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au, get us via the Facebook site, or indeed our website, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. 5:14. You
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. The Giant Pot, water feature and giftware sale is now on with 20 to 50% off.
Right, Liberals, martinis down, eyes to me.
Cactus Island CEO Malcolm Turnbull had summoned his troops to solve a national crisis, our future energy needs.
Now, look, the Liberal Party is a very broad church, so let's pray big time that we can keep the nation's lights on so Santa Claus can find us to deliver the surplus we ask for.
Oh, I tried not to make our letter to Santa sound too desperate, Marky darling.
Well done, Judas Bishop. we won't be generating power with that solar rubbish.
Exactly, Tony Abb. Solar power is just something that greenies talk about through a haze of tofu smoke while drafting legislation to legalise cross-species marriage. Yes.
Right, Erica Putz. Now, look, a house I bought had solar power, so I got rid of it. It's from the sun. I just couldn't get used to having a shower with sunscreen on.
Yeah, good point. Greenies wouldn't think of that. They don't have showers. They think it's cruel to heat water up.
We're not using wind power either. Wind will traumatise our children.
You're talking sense again, Tony.
If we use up all the wind with windmills, what will our kiddies fly their kites with? Now, where's the fun in dragging a kite along the ground? Well, look, I think the obvious solution is to expand hydro schemes like the Snowy Mountains Hydro...
No. That idea's as silly as a fizz.
And why is that, a suppository of all wisdom?
Because you thought of it, you communist ponce, so it can't be any good. Our future energy needs should be determined by our usual method of policy formulation. That is, whoever donates the most to the Liberal Party can decide how it's done.
Which means that the big coal companies or nuclear power plants will provide our future energy, because I just can't see Mother Nature coughing up a political donation. Oh, God, he should be called Half-Life, Tony. He's a lump of dangerous waste and he just won't go away.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. The Giant Pot, water feature and giftware sale is now on with 20 to 50% off.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
The friend of Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina, who found her unresponsive in a bathtub, has also died of a drug overdose. Now, TMZ reports Max Lomas was believed to be a drug dealer for Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's late daughter, and her boyfriend, Nick Gordon, had spent a lot of time with the couple in the time leading up to her death. Now, no criminal charges were filed in related to Whitney Houston's daughter's 2015 death, but her family won a $36 million civil suit against Gordon. Country singer Miranda Lambert is well known as an animal activist, but she proves her bite is as big as her bark. In a recent interview with Time magazine, the Grammy Award winner said she has personally fostered out 38 dogs. And Crazy Rich Asians is on track to earn $25 million at the box office in its first couple of days. Now, it is the first Hollywood studio movie to feature an all-westernised Asian cast since 1993's The Joy Luck Club.
These people aren't just rich, they're crazy rich.
You really should have told me that you're like the Prince William of Asia.
That's ridiculous. Much more of a Harry.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters, who in his little shed's got lots of holes in it anyway. Oh, I bet there'd be drafts everywhere this morning. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Stroy.
I know it's quite warm because of the little bit of cloud cover out there, but, gee, it'd be pretty cold with that breeze, wouldn't it, no matter where you are?
It's not going around me, that's for sure.
Shocking. Now, I know you're away for the weekend, but you got Soka to leave you some notes. So how did it go?
Yeah, it was pretty windy here yesterday, so there wasn't much fishing going on yesterday. But Saturday wasn't too bad. They on the beaches, they picked up some nice handy tarter and some brim. In the estuary, we still had flathead on the bite and blackfish. And, yeah, it wasn't too bad, but yesterday was just a blowout.
And what about today? I think clean the tackle box today.
Yes, yeah, we're in the back shed today. We'll have a nice clean out today. We haven't been out there for a while, so we'll have a look at our tackle box, refresh our hooks and sinkers, and just check our if we need a new line on our reels, or we'll do it, check our guides on our rods to see if any repairs need doing.
Yeah, for sure. It's just a shocking day today. Absolutely shocking. Yeah. If you get home, shut the door, put the sausage dog. Do you have the door stoppers there, Bluey, to stop the drafts coming in from? I know it wouldn't work at the boat shed, but at home, do you have to stop the drafts coming in?
Yeah, no, we're pretty good at home, so it's pretty sealed up, so it's all right.
I got a mate of mine. He's got like a sausage dog, Bluey. You know the sausages that go under the door. He's like a sausage dog. Yeah.
Oh,
it was very good.
How good was that for you, eh?
And a great weekend. You and I were both in the city, and we are fair dinkum country bumpkins. Bluey, how do they do it? I went Friday night. I was going out to the Riff, out to Penrith. When the M7 merges into the M4, I must have seen 10,000 red tail lights. I've paid about $10 to go on this road. I'm doing 5 kilometres an hour.
That's right, go on the expressway.
How can they call it an expressway? I was doing 5Ks, and they charge about $20 to get on the thing. Hello?
Yeah. I don't know how they do the traffic.
Oh, I know. We're just cranky old coots, aren't we? We're like those two old blokes on the veranda at the Muppets, aren't we?
Yeah, but wasn't it great in the city, in Sydney on the weekend, because we had all those games at our suburban grounds, like Brookvale, Leichhardt, Shark Park, Penrith Park, all had the game. The crowds were there. It was just a fantastic weekend for football.
It certainly was, and I had a couple of mates who were at the races at Randwick. I know you were in that area, near James's place, and Winx does it again, and if you were there, the surge as she came to, whip out wide and come down the outside to win the race, it would have been something to see, Bluey.
Oh, it would have been. And she just loves that. She just loves coming from behind, doesn't she?
Yeah, it certainly does. Gives everyone a bit of a heart attack. I reckon Chris Waller would be on the heart pills.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how they get so many people in there. It's not that big an area.
Just amazing. Amazing. So well done in the footy. Oh, my mob yesterday, the barber got me. I've got to buy him the lottery ticket today. They look very good. Their defence hasn't been like that all year. I know we were missing a couple, but they were very, very good. Even though it was 2-1, Bluey, I'll just put that bit in.
Yeah, no, gee, fancy the Canberra Raiders getting one try and beating the Roosters with it.
Yeah, exactly. If you'd have said that before the game, you thought, they couldn't win that. But they did. Nah. Well done to them, the Raiders. And, gee, I tell you what, it was a bit of a tough round for the Tippers, Bluey.
Very tough round, yeah. I ended up with 4. I tell you what, I think it was a lucky 4.
Yeah. Well, my two saviours were the Knights and the Dogs with the field goal.
No, the two I didn't get up.
What was your power play, Bluey?
Oh, I have to have a quick look. I just have your power play. Oh, let me have a quick look.
Oh, mine was the Knights. I got my 10 points there.
Mine was the Warriors.
The Warriors?
Yes.
The Warriors. He's gone down in a screaming heap.
Oh, no, not the Warriors.
I told you, do not trust the Warriors. You're going to be joking, Bluey. You need counselling.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, 1 point.
One point. And it went higher than it went longer, I think, as well, Bluey.
That's right.
Dear, oh dear, shocking. All right. So for the fishos today, it's fair dinkum tackle box territory. And look, I worry about Bluey. I'm worried he's not going to see a person today other than the ferry driver. If you're going around Settlement Point, just pop it and say, g'day, Bluey, here you're going, you know, just to share the love, the poor bloke. He's not going to see anyone today. Anyway, Bluey, good luck cleaning the tackle box today. It is a day for home detention and cleaning the tackle box. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Surf conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a strong southwesterly wind blowing. It's producing clean conditions in those protected northern corners, but you want a really big headland to hide behind that wind today. The swell's out of the south. The open beaches got some huge waves, like 8 to 10 feet on the open beaches, but just impossible to get out and surf, and too windy anyway. So those southern corners are missing out on most of that swell action, but the southern corners still have some solid waves around that 4 to 6 feet mark, and it will pick up during the day. We do have a low tide around 9:30 this morning, high tides around 4:30 this afternoon. And the water temperature in Port Macquarie is around 18 degrees. Further north, it's around 22.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Lee officially. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, mate. I'm pretty good for a Monday morning. How about you?
Yeah, terrific, buddy. Although we're inside. I think outside we've got a gale warning, dangerous surf warning. We've got smoke haze, a shocker, and
a bit cooler as
you
well.
Had a good weekend. You went and saw the first ever women's final of the AFL in Coffs, and it was a great game.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game between the Port Magpies,
yep.
And Sawtelle Taormina Saints. Unfortunately, the girls, local girls, went down in that match. But it was good to go along and
have a look,
see the game.
And no place for the faint-hearted, I hear.
No.
Three stretches
brought out the poor girls. There was a bit of action going on, but I'm sure that's not a normal thing.
So. Well, good on them too. It was a breakthrough thing, and I think you and I have discussed it before too. The preseason, the women's in the national AFL is fantastic to watch.
Yeah.
Really,
it's
good.
Up and coming, isn't it? Yeah, and I think they're getting Grafton next year as well. So they're up and coming. It's a good competition on the North Coast here.
It sure is. Okie dokie. What are the papers saying today? There's polls out and there's lots and lots of ink regarding that.
Yes, indeed. So in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, "Don't dump me, PM, please." Malcolm Turnbull's key backers spent the weekend urging Liberals not to turn on him, as the Daily Telegraph can reveal. Top contender Peter Dutton assured the PM in a private call he didn't want to challenge, but also didn't rule it out. As well as that, Green Tax Acts to lower bills. Power bills for thousands of New South Wales families and businesses will be slashed by about $400 as the government overhauls how money collected through a green tax on electricity is used. And slightly different headlines in the Sydney Morning Herald regarding the possible leadership spill. Dutton set to strike is the headline there. Supporters of Peter Dutton say the Home Affairs Minister is leaning towards challenging Malcolm Turnbull for the Prime Ministership and has the numbers to win amid a crisis over energy policy and a horror new poll showing support for the coalition has slumped. And as well as that, delay and deny a CTP nightmare for many New South Wales drivers. Their only brush with the compulsory third-party scheme is the annual mandatory purchase of a green slip covering their liability should they injure someone else on the roads.
Okay, thank you for that, Lee. Locally with you, plenty happening.
Yes, indeed. So this morning I'm leading with the man indeed set to reappear in court today after being arrested on Friday in Yeranga, firearms and drugs located in his car. Just before 11 p.m, police located the vehicle on Pilot Street. The driver was found nearby. He faced court yesterday and will reappear today, charged with possession of firearms and drugs, driving an unregistered vehicle, driving while disqualified, and with goods in custody. And, of course, as well as that, the Maxville Hospital plans and designs shown on Friday, so that was good news.
Stuff,
and got a bit of a sneak preview ahead of construction starting very soon.
Yeah, morning to Karen and all the staff at the Maxwell Hospital. They do great work, and we love raising funds for them each year with Give Me Five for Kids. Good on you, Karen, and that is exciting stuff. Thank you, Lee, and of course Lee will be toddling off down the hallway to give us the latest in his official capacity behind his news desk in about 6 minutes' time. Talking today about what were you doing the day you gave birth. Now, this story broke yesterday about the New Zealand Minister for Women. She actually cycled to work to the hospital. right? She cycled to the hospital and gave birth there. 13:27:10. Cassie, good morning. What were you doing the day you gave birth, Cassie?
I was actually doing those Demi Moore photo shoots for the big pregnant stomach. Got one photo, had the hair makeup done, had one photo taken, and my waters broke.
This is you doing a big photo shoot, and you lasted one snap. Was that it?
That was it. Then rushed to hospital. Emergency cesarean. They didn't even have time to take the makeup and the hair. So I was this glamour puss showing up for giving birth, whereas everybody else looked really bad giving birth. That was amazing.
Now, do you still get those photos out and have a look, Cassie, occasionally to show off to the kids?
Oh, well and surely. Well and surely. It was a massive highlight.
Cassie, the best-looking lady in ER. Good on you, Cass.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Love that story. What were you doing the day you gave birth? Can we beat Cassie doing a photo shoot and the waters break? It's 7:10. It's classic hits.
Triple M's Talking Travel with John Joyce for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
Here he is, the great man, John Joyce, with his lanyard hanging down straight from the airport. How are you, John?
I'm great, thanks, Johnny.
No, yeah. All right. Now, listen, one of your sons went to the Bledisloe, never again.
Well, no, he wasn't impressed with the second half. He said,
How many line outs did we lose in a row?
Eight, I think it
eight
was.
Eight line outs in a row.
Did we win one?
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, disappointing.
You will win if you talk to Port Travel about going to America. Now, Trafalgar Tours, I've got a new catalogue out, and this is for trips for next year, but you've got to book before the 31st, John. I cannot believe some of these airfares you're going to tell us about.
$7.99 to the States and Canada return next year. So
isn't that amazing? Look,
you're lucky to get one from here to Sydney and back minute. So
exactly.
It's such a great deal, and while we're on here to Sydney with the winds that raced the last couple of days, planes have been cancelled and delayed, so go down the day. Do yourself a favour.
Go down the day before. Now, you've always told me it's not a problem, a strong wind, unless it's a westerly wind.
Unless it's a westerly.
Because they've got to go to one runway, is that right?
And that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
We had flights cancelled, so did Virgin, because they go to one runway and then you get slot times and there's just not enough slots for the amount of planes going in.
Yep.
So you get cancellations, and because of the westerly mainly. Southerly's not too bad sometimes, but the westerly's cause havoc.
There you go. All right. Now let's talk about these trips. $7.99 if you're going with Trafalgar. That is unheard of, John. I mean...
Oh, it's so true.
20 years ago you couldn't have gone for that.
No. I booked someone through to Melbourne, here to Sydney, Sydney, Melbourne, and I think theirs was $910 per person. and it doesn't seem feasible, but this is the way it is, the bigger planes. And it's just the way to go. And America, like with Trafalgar Tours, and we talk about Trafalgar Tours mainly in Europe. I've been booking Trafalgar Tours for 50 years to Europe. And just recent, well, not that recent, but they've been in America, and... people tend to think, oh, no, they're European, but their product in America is tops.
It's really good,
Well, they keep the quality up that they've had to Europe, and that's what it's about. A company that's been there longer than I have, and it's just the way they go.
The West Coast truly is just amazing. You can see so many things, and, of course, we've all been indoctrinated to it through television and the movies and that over the years. And, look, if you haven't been, it is just a really great experience.
Oh, look, the West Coast. But and don't forget the East Coast and the middle. There's so much in the South. There's just so much to see and do. And people say, oh, we'll do L.A., San Francisco, Vegas is the popular ones. And let's face it, they're great places to be. But have a look at...
The
other
side,
places.
New York is amazing, obviously. Everyone wants to go there and have a look at the Big Apple and have a look at the Soup Nazi out of Seinfeld and all those sites. Also down to Orlando, I had a friend who was recently there, the Kennedy Space Center, to actually, and again, we've all watched that since we were little kids, to actually go there. And they say the Disney World in Orlando, you can have a proper holiday there. You don't need to be a little kid. You will have a ball.
No, it's probably the best Disney World in the world, because they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
Like my daughter-in-law has this thing of visiting everyone. So she's going, I think they're going to Orlando over the East Coast one, Disney World, in November. And like she's a fanatic at Disney. Yeah. She, you know, I think she got Minnie Mouse tattooed on the back of her leg, but I think she just loves doing that. And the, yeah. of course, the kids love Mum doing it.
Exactly. Why wouldn't they? Yeah, and of course, anyone who's seen the Book of Mormon will always smile when they hear the word Orlando. You will get the joke if you've seen the show. Now, these great offers, live the good life in America and fly for $799 to the US or Canada trips with Trafalgar. You've got to book and pay before the 31st of
August.
Okie doke.
Yep.
For travel next year. Why not? Why not, I say? Why not? And the dollar, we're hopeful it's coming up again. I tell you, it's a lot better than the euro. That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah. Euro's suffering.
Oh, don't mention the war, John. No. All right. Like to go to America, talk to Port Travel today. Thank you, John Joyce, and we'll catch you same time next week.
See you next week.
9 to 8. Strawny
for breakfast. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port home zone.
Yeah, let's talk about the life of Brian. Well, not that Brian, but Brian of Port Macquarie. How are you, Brian?
Good one, mate. How you doing?
Terrific, buddy. Glad I'm inside today. She's a bit blustery out there.
Isn't it terrible? Yeah. Terrible wind.
Yeah, yeah. Shocking. Yeah. But anyway, they're still saying, remember last week I spoke about they were predicting a bit of rain at the end of the week, so hopefully
talking about that. Yeah, we need it. Yeah.
We certainly do. All right. Hopefully we can rain money on you, Brian, for $1,000.
Yeah, I'll have that any day, yeah.
Good on you, buddy. What number on the wheel for you, Brian?
We'll go number 12.
Number 12 for Brian. Here we go. Come on, 12. Let the winds blow your way, Brian. Come on, number 12. Oh, Brian, no! It's number 13.
Oh, come on.
I can't believe it. Number 13. We're so close. Brian, I can't...
Get half the money for that, or?
Oh, mate, I'd love to, because I love giving away Mr. Producer's money. He's such a sourpuss. It'd be great. But I can't bloody... Well, what I will do is I've got your phone number here and details. I will whack you in the draw end of the month. Christy does the draw with the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies, and I'd better have another Weet-Bix tomorrow, seeing I was one number short. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Donnie. Thanks a lot, mate.
Oh, sorry, mate. I was so close. Now, other birthdays today. We've got some luminaries birthdaying today. What about this? The great man, the king of the magnums, Steve Patch. Ah, happy birthday from your big sister and from us all here at Triple M, Steve. Have a great day. Also, happy birthday to Paul Caselli. Love comes from family and friends. Also, best wishes to Julie Farrowell, who lives in Kempsey, from all your family and friends. Now, those people, like Paul, like Julie and Steve, are sharing their birthdays with the great Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin, comedian David Williams. Oh, honestly, isn't he one of the funniest blokes? Really? Come Fly With Me. Did you see that series in Little Britain? And the bloke who dries his hair with a jumbo jet, the great Don King, also born on this day.
Strawny.
For breakfast.
Triple M's $10,000 bucket list.
Oh, yes, the bucket list, $10,000, another 10 grand to be given away on Friday. Who will it be? Well, I'll tell you this, it will be definitely someone who's a Triple M Club member, because only Triple M Club members can win, like Vic in Port Macquarie. G'day, Vic, how are you?
G'day, mate, how are you today?
Terrific, buddy. 10 grand, your bucket list, you're about to do a big tick on it, hopefully. What would you do with the 10 grand, Vic?
Oh, I'd like to go back to visit the family in England. I'd like to go to the Isle of Man TT. I'd like to go to Phillip Island, MotoGP. Some of the things on there. That'd be lovely.
Oh, 10 grand. You just might be booking that ticket on Friday, Vic. Only Triple M Club members can win. I could just imagine you on the Isle of Man. Magnificent. Good on you, Vic. All the best, and thanks for being a Triple M Club member.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
We've got all artsy-fartsy today. So the Northern Exposure Art Exhibition continues at the Glasshouse today, now in its fifth year. Northern Exposure has become renowned for showcasing the vibrant creativity of the Mid-North Coast. And Sculpture of the Jail at Southwest Rocks is on daily from 9 till 5 until September 1, when the prize winner of $3,000 will be picked by popular vote by the viewers, and that'll be announced on September 1.
Now, also, Christy, I know Aideen is beside herself on the front desk here at Triple M because it is National RSPCA Cupcake Day! Yeah. So RSPCAs all over the country have got their cupcakes there today. Now, I know a couple of ladies have been cooking over the weekend, and I love this one lady because she does a lot of volunteer work with the RSPCA at the op shop, which she calls, you ready for this?
Yep.
The Animal Boutique.
Very fancy.
It is. Oh, now, I also know that she's got a bit of the Mrs. Cropley's about her, this lady, because I know she's using chili. So I don't know how the chili's going to go. Maybe chili chocolate? What do you think?
Yeah, nice. It'll have a nice kick to it. And doesn't it sort of counteract the sugarness?
It does too. Now, also, one of my listeners, thank you very much, Kevin, has rung to say he's found some hearing aids. And he's worried. Now, he rang me and said, but I don't know if it's going to do the person any good because they haven't got them. They won't hear the announcement.
No.
But it was around that area of Port Macquarie near where the Port Venture goes. Oh, it's got a new name now, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Down near where the tourist boats leave.
Off Clarence Street.
Yeah. If you've lost your hearing aids, go on, say it. Go on. If you've lost your...
Hello, have you lost your hearing aid?
Thank you. My wife reckons I'm deaf. I've got a certificate to say I've got perfect hearing. Well, that was a few years ago. Oh, but if you've lost your hearing aids, give us a call here and we'll put you in contact with Kevin who rang me. So there you go.
Yeah, and if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us. We'll find out what else is on around the Mid North Coast.